Good evening. Welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series. Beginning a new series this evening. And once again, it's sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Simai, Lilui Nishmas, Elio Chaim, Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe. We've gone through a lot of different aspects and discussions and insights into the concept, the benefits, and the issues involved in Bitochen. I'd like to begin the series again with just some sense of what the Bitochen is and how it benefits us in such profound ways. We just read the Shira, Shiras Hayam, Klal Yisrael crossing the Yam Suf. And before the Shiras Hayam, there's a very interesting pasuk. It says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael finds itself caught between the pursuing Egyptian army and the raging sea on one side and the other, and wild animals surrounding them on both sides, so with really no place to go, and they're crying out to Hashem, and Hashem says to Moshe, Matisak Eli, what are you screaming out to me? What are you crying to me? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisol, speak to b'nei Yisrael and let them go into the Yam. And the Arachayim HaKodesh, his father, asks the question. He says, Matisak Eli, to whom would you like them to cry? What kind of a comment is that? What are you calling to me? That's what it is, tefillah. We turn to Hashem in a time of tzorah, in a time of danger, in a time of being surrounded by all impossible options. We call out and scream out and turn to Hashem. And the Arachayim says that what Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu was as follows. He says, now is not a time for tefillah. There was a kitruk, there was some form of a negativity, of an accusation, of something based on what had happened in Mitzrayim, that Klal Yisrael's tefillahs could not be accepted at this point. The sultan was makatrig, something that would interfere with tefillah. He says, but there is something that can be effective even when tefillah can't. And that's the emunah and bitochen of the Klal Yisrael. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'iso. Go right now into that yam. Show the sense of trust in Hashem, of emunah and of bitochen that you have going into that yam suf, and that will save you. The schus of the emunah bitochen can carry you even beyond the power and the schus of a Maisa Tfila, of a Tzeoka, of crying out to Hashem. And that really speaks very loudly for the powers that exist in Emunah, that's the belief, the knowledge of Hashem and all of His powers and control and involvement in every aspect of our lives, in every aspect of the world, and His Hashgacha Pratis and so forth and so on, and His totality of power and the inability of anything to interfere with His ability to do anything that He wants. And of course, our bitochen, when we put our trust in Him, when we say, we're counting on you, we're relying on you, we don't just say it, we feel it. We feel it in the depths of our heart, in the depths of our souls. And that's what bitochen is. We know that the Chovetz HaLevavos tells us in the Shara Bitochen that the Baal Bitochen has a very significant side benefit. And that's called Menuchas HaNefesh. One who can put his trust in Hashem is living in a state of tranquility. Menuchas HaNefesh. Nothing to worry about. I trust Hashem. He can and He does and He will take care of everything. And therefore, what am I getting nervous about? You know, there's an interesting word from Rabbi Avigdor Miller. We say in Hallel, in the Pasuk in Tehillim, says, Shuvi nafshi limnuchoichi, ki Hashem gomalo loichi. Return you, my soul, to your state of menucha, to your state of rest, because Hashem has gomal already bestowed upon me the chesed. And Rabbi Miller asked the question, he said, if Hashem has already bestowed upon him the chesed, then why is he telling his nefesh, shuvi l'mnuchoichi, calm down, be patient, be calm, don't worry, Hashem has taken care of it. He took care of it. There's nothing to tell the nefesh. You know, of course, if it's all taken care of, I'm not worried. I'm not nervous. I don't need to be calmed down. And he says very beautifully, he says, shuvi nafshi l'mnuchoichi, calm down. Hashem has already taken care of this matter, except it hasn't been delivered yet. It's in the mail. The check is in the mail. The Yeshua is in the mail. The Baal Bitochen has a menuchas hanefesh. Has a peace of mind, knowing that I don't see the Yeshua yet. Of course, after it happens, I'm full of menuchas hanefesh. My problem has been resolved. But even before my problem is resolved, the Baal Bitochen knows that it's in the mail. The Baal Bitochen trusts that Hashem will not, under any circumstances, let him down. And that gives him an ultimate sense of Menuchas HaNefesh. Nothing to worry about. It's in Hashem's hands. He controls everything. He cares about everything. He loves me. He cares about me. He's involved in everything. He has no limitations to what he could do. He's full of Chesed and Rachamim. So I have nothing to worry about. And of course, I have Menuchas HaNefesh. And as the Orach Chaim taught us, not only do I have Menuchas HaNefesh, I have a koyach, I have a schus, which can entitle me to achieve the ultimate of Yeshua, the ultimate of accomplishment, the ultimate in everything, in all of my heart's desires, in the merit of the fact that I have put and continue to maintain that trust and that reliance on Hashem. So an investment in Bitochen is an investment in accomplishments and fulfillment of all of our heart's desires, and an investment in the ultimate feeling of peace of mind and tranquility and Menuchas HaNefesh. So it's certainly a very, very worthwhile pursuit. Now, it seems that there are a number of levels of Bitochen, and they are that just that, levels. Different people are on different levels of Bitochen. Different situations place even the same people on different levels of Bitochen, different circumstances, different times of the day, different levels of spirituality, different levels of connection. I just finished davening. I just finished learning. I'm in the midst. They are levels that are forever changing within people and between people. And basically, the basic rundown of these levels, and all of them, provide a schus that we should be able to influence the future, albeit maybe as they get higher, the schus is stronger. And all of them provide a menuchas hanefesh, a certain sense of menuchas hanefesh, of peace of mind, of tranquility. One maybe, or most definitely, even more than the next. The first one is that Hashem is in control. Ein mikra lefonov. There's no accidents. There are no accidents. Everything is in control by Hashem. There's nothing that he can't do, and there's nothing that anyone can do against that which he wants. And when anything that happens is all ordained and orchestrated by Hashem. Ein mikra lefonov. This is a very powerful concept, because it basically says that Hashem does everything. We also know that everything Hashem does is for the good. If Hashem does everything, ein mikra lefonov, there's no accidents, and everything he does is for the good, then I know that no matter what's happening, it's good. I also have a menuchas hanefesh, because I know Hashem's in control. There are no accidents. Accidents unnerve us. When we think the possibility of a random act occurring, that's very scary. Hashem is in control. Everything is by him, and he does everything for the good. That gives me a certain level of menuchas hanefesh. There's another level that goes beyond that, that the Rav Avraham ben Arambam, he calls that bikush. I'm looking, I'm searching, I'm tefillah, I'm turning to Hashem. It's an active pursuit, and the pursuit is a source of a certain level of confidence, because why am I pursuing Hashem? Because he takes care of everything, he's in control, he's capable, and he wants to, and therefore I'm searching him out, and that elevates me to a certain extent. Someplace in there also is what he calls kivui. Kivui, yichul, chikui, and sipia, all four languages of hope. I'm not 100% confident yet. No, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. But I, sure as anything, refuse to lose hope. And the refusal to lose hope, no matter how dire it seems, is a statement of bitochon, is a source of bitochon. As the Ramchal writes in one of his writings, that it's the essence of human existence. And if a person doesn't have hope, it's all is lost. So he has hope. I don't know what the results will be, but I'm hoping. I refuse to give up hope. I have hope that I'll be able to get up, wake up in the morning. I have hope I'll be able to sit up on the bed. I have hope I'll be able to stand up. I have hope I'll be able to see. I have hope I'll be able to walk. I have hope I'll be able to have koyach. All of these things are all expressions of the kivui, the hope that I have. This is not yet the assurance that I will succeed, but it's the sureness that I will not give up hope. Then he says there's another level. That's a level of bitochin. I'm trusting. I'm counting. It's as if something from within is just giving me that announcement, that feeling, that pronouncement that says, it's going to work out. Everything's going to be good. I'm going to get all those things that I need and that I desire. And that's the classical form of bitochin, where I am trusting, I'm sure, I'm confident. I'm 100% confident that Hashem will not let me down. And that's v'ani v'chastecho b'tachti yogei libi b'shuasecho. I have such trust in the chesed Hashem that it inspires me to be sure that my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua and he will not let me down. There is a level that's higher too, which is much higher, let's say, and he calls that the level of David HaMelech, what David HaMelech said, Chesed u'mishpat o'shira. Al chesed o'shira v'al mishpat o'shira. David HaMelech was capable of singing Shira when Hashem rewarded him and even when he chastised him. Because even though he was in pain, David HaMelech knew that this was all for the best. And for us, that may be a little bit difficult to be just as happy, to be just as expressive of appreciation in Shira, whether it's a chesed that Hashem is doing, a kindness or a mishpat or a justice, a toughness, a punishment. It's quite a level, but you know, the Hasidim tell the story of Reb Zisha. They sent the delegations Reb Zisha to find out what does it mean to rejoice with Yisurim, with suffering. They came, they found this sickly looking, poor as anything man, living in this miserable existence and obviously suffering a meduka bi Yisurim, and they said, we were sent to you to find out what it means to rejoice in suffering. And he looks at them and he says, I don't know why they sent you to me. I never suffered a day of my life. That's a very high level. It requires true bitochen in Hashem. It requires such a confidence in Hashem that I'm so confident in his chesed that whether he touches me or whether he kisses me, it's all the same to me because it's all a manifestation of his chesed. This is a level of confidence which may very well be very difficult to achieve. It may be beyond the scope of what most of us can achieve. But this is the general topography. This is the general look of bitochon. It goes from a mikra lefonav and to a kivui and to a bitochon and then to a level of chesed or mishpat oshira. And certainly, for the dual benefits, actually for either of the two benefits that we get from bitochon, it would certainly be worthwhile to continue working on it and studying it and learning Musar about it and reading about it and thinking about it and focusing about it and practicing about it. Certainly, either one of the two. But when you combine the two benefits, the benefit of the fulfillment of my heart's desires, bischus, of that bitochon, and the benefit of the menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind and tranquility that I could get under some of the most difficult situations, because I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two together make it all worthwhile. and make it a pursuit of an endeavor that we all should spend as much time and effort to undertake and to achieve and to develop to the fullest extent that we can.